I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Bob Dickinson, Vice President of Media and Communications for the American Le Mans Series. We're here in Atlanta at the Pump Tour, giving consumers a little bit of a deal on some E10 and E85 fuel. Let's talk about how ethanol has played a role in the American Le Mans Series this year.
This year, virtually all of our race cars, Laura, have gone to the ethanol blend, the E10. We do have one car, the Audis have run on diesel the last year or so and have had a lot of success on it. But as a series, we decided that if we are really going to be truly a relevant, which is a very important word for us, we claim that we are the most relevant motorsport series in the world. We are a very high-tech series. We are a series in which we have more auto manufacturers involved than any other race series in the world. And the reason auto manufacturers come and race with us is so that they can develop technologies that are relevant to the consumer. Well, one of the things that is happening right now in the United States and really worldwide is the consumer is looking for alternatives in fuels. The top alternative out there right now is ethanol. So virtually all the cars that you see racing at Petit Le Mans this weekend at Road Atlanta will be racing on an E10 ethanol blend.
Okay, and from what you've seen so far this year, how do you feel the fuel has fit in with this kind of endurance challenge?
It has been a terrific initiative, a terrific application for us. Not only have we proven that this ethanol blend can be a high-performance race fuel as well, but we've had the chance to show explain to the consumer how important it is to be looking at alternative fuels in this day and time, and have spent time not only in each race market that we've gone to trying to preach that message a little bit through auto racing, but spent a little bit of time in Washington, D.C. also trying to get that message across.
And has there been any consideration for bumping up the fuel blend for next year or keeping it on for next year?
I am glad you asked that question. We will have a State of the Series address on Friday, which is the major press conference we hold annually where we talk about a lot of our initiatives that have been successful over the past year, as well as looking ahead. And I will think you will see us make some type of announcement that will include us taking a look at introducing E85 as a potential ethanol blend that we introduce to our race teams next year as well.
All right, that's fantastic news, and I appreciate your time, Bob.
Thank you for taking a little bit of time.